It's 1 o'clock.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on campusradio.co.uk on this December the 15th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly annoying Jewel Serkin.
Hello, everyone. How are you all? How you all?
She's got reindeer deely boppers on, listener, and it's really annoying because they're just kind of waving about as she jiggles, and she's been doing far too much jiggling this morning.
Well, I drove in these reindeer things, and they do scrape on the top of the roof of the car.
You see, the rest of us came in a car.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like Superwoman this morning, Paul.
Really?
Andrews. I had the electrician, I had the plumber.
I don't think we want to know.
Round to look at my various things. And then I was brewing.
just while you're saying that,
I did
see a post on Facebook from Billy Dean that did post a picture of the inside of your wardrobe that he's locked into.
Yes, I know. Well, lovely Billy has wired up my house. No point just waving your wrists at me about my microphone. It looks lovely to me. And lovely Billy was fabulous, and he did lots of drilling and all sorts. He even used a dustpan and brush, you know.
Did he? House trained, is he?
And yes, he is. He's very house trained. And now I've got him another couple of jobs in Canterbury, as he's sort of like the Wi-Fi man now around town. He's doing
Brilliant.
Some Wi-Fi in a couple of restaurants that I know.
Cool.
But you're looking very fetching, Paul Andrews, in your hat.
Am I?
You've just turned us up or down.
I just turned you down because Martin just asked me
very
to turn
fetching.
It down.
Now, tell me about your festive Christmas day. What will it be like?
Boring.
Are you going out?
I'm going out for lunch.
Boring. I mean, honestly, what can you do with him, listener?
I haven't put my tree up or anything yet.
Oh, you normally have that lovely black gothic one,
I've got a black Christmas tree that I normally
sort of
have.
Like an
black plastic one.
Sort of an emo.
But I haven't even bothered to put that up yet.
Sort of an emo one, isn't it?
Yeah. The boy and I were going to do it when he got home on Saturday, but we spent the night in A&E instead, so.
Been there, done that. How many hours were you there? 3.5?
5.
5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It is grim. And was it, you said it was being rebuilt, but was it?
Yeah, they're rebuilding A&E at William Harvey.
You and I felt we were on parallel levels of hideousness, because I was trying to get back from Victoria.
Yep.
And they had engineering works.
Yep.
Listener. And there was supposed to be a bus, so I got off in the middle of nowhere. I can't remember where I was.
Seoul Street.
Supposed to get a bus that would take me to Gillingham.
Mm.
And then I'd be able to go on my way to Whitstable.
Mm-hmm.
So I got off, and it was dark, and it was bleak, and it was raining. And there was no bus, so I had to get a cab, which took ages to come. And it was £28 to Gillingham.
Blimey.
I say Gillingham, you know, like the train.
I noticed that you looked at me every time you mispronounced Gillingham.
Gillingham.
Yeah.
And
Gillingham's in Devon.
Is it?
Gillingham is in the Medway towns.
Anyway, so £28 the taxi cost me, and I did tweet to Southeastern Rail, and they didn't answer. They normally answer me, but they decided there was nothing they could say to that, was there really?
Not really.
No bus. So, and it's going on. Every Saturday I go up, as you know, to London for my little food show, and I'm going to be on a three-hour journey every Saturday.
Let alone you, won't it?
I know.
There you go. No sympathy
from me. We'll
fight
about that later, shall
we? No
sympathy
from me.
Anyway, we've got a lovely selection. I'd like to say thank you to Bean Smitten, who sent us some beautiful Christmas blend coffee.
It's gorgeous. The coffee's absolutely lovely. I've had two cups
lumpy.
Already. Lovely, I said.
Sure, you said lumpy.
I said lovely, and I've had two cups already, which is why I'm hyper.
And then we've also been sent, Paul Andrews, some Kent Dark Chocolate.
Yeah, well, it's no good waving it at me from over there, is it?
This is, well, Jane Ollis, our lovely guest, wants some at first.
Yeah.
Ladies first. It's 87% cocoa.
Blimey.
And it's made in Folkestone, which
it
I
is
love.
Indeed, yeah.
So thank you, Julian, for sending that.
Yeah, lovely.
What else have we got? Oh, mince pies from Sermons My Butchers in Tankerton. Mm-hmm. Never knew a butcher would make mince pies. Must be, but it is real fruity mince, not meaty mince.
Is it?
Because it's a bit misleading. Is that your train?
That whistle was the Romney Hive and Dymchurch Railway Christmas special.
Now, what do we normally do in the old days? We used to go, Casey Jones.
Yeah, exactly, the Cannonball Express.
But they were the good old days and we used to get on.
Exactly.
You don't play with me anymore in that way.
Do I not?
No.
Okay.
Used to be such fun. Well, there he goes again.
Yeah, yeah. They don't normally blow the whistle out there, do they?
No,
but
sweet.
As I say, it's a Christmas special. So there you go. You've heard it here, folks. I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Active Enrolment, the auto-enrolment people based in Sidcup. Do follow them on the Twitter, Active Enrolment, or their website, activeenrolment.co.uk. A massive thank you to the folks there for supporting us on the Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate it. I've had an email.
Umpteen.
I've had
emails.
An email from Julie Anderson.
All right. What's she
and
saying?
She says, "Hi, Paul. Just emailing you to say a massive happy Christmas to you and Jules."
Aww.
If she's not already wading through a bucket of champagne, you know her so well. She's two buckets down. And she says, "You never know. Santa may bring you a blue tutu if you're lucky."
A blue one.
A blue
that
tutu.
Would be fetching, wouldn't it?
Love from all at RAP. Keep bunking. So thank you, Julie, and the team at RAP Office Contracts. Thank you for your support as well. We really do appreciate it. That's the lovely Julie and the team at RAP Office Contracts. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and we'd like to hear from you in all the normal ways. You can get in touch with us by calling us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or you can tweet me. At VanillaWeb, and that's by far and away the easiest way to get hold of me and to interact on the show. We have had 93 dozen tweets so far.
Is that all? What's the
matter? Yeah. They're slow. It's Christmas. They're sluggish.
Well, we'd like to hear about their Christmas parties. That's what
exactly.
I'd like to hear about. Where they've been, what they're doing, pictures.
Well, let me start off with some that we've got in already, which is TW Music School.
Yeah.
TW Music School is also their Twitter handle. And it says, VanillaWeb, hi Paul, we are offering free trial lessons.
I knew you said it was lumpy for the coffee. Yeah. Because you've got sort
lovely.
Of donkey teeth in today
I have,
or something.
Yeah. Hi Paul, we are offering free trial lessons for woodwind, guitars, drums, piano and vocals. And we are opened until the 22nd of December. Ho, ho, ho.
What will you play?
I don't know. I'm not good with instruments. Being of the deaf persuasion.
Well, I don't think it's about your deafness. I think that you, because you're very geeky and techie, aren't you? You're quite good at that. But I don't think you have the patience to learn a bassoon or anything like that.
You're dead right. I would not have the patience to learn the bassoon.
But I think I could see you with a bassoon or a cello, perhaps.
No, you couldn't.
Really?
No, you couldn't.
Ukulele?
If you want instruments, you need Jamie. You need my son.
Well, of course.
He's the man that can play everything.
Yeah, and he is patient, unlike you.
He's clever as well, yeah. So do give them a follow, TW Music School on the Twitter. They have free trial lessons for all those instruments, so and singing too.
Why have you gone all Liverpool?
I haven't gone
you
all Liverpool.
You said singing?
Singing too. I got a cold. I've got a cold.
Singing.
I've got a cold. I've had a cold for weeks
now. You need to take your echinacea.
Yeah. Who cares who wins radio? Cares wins. So thank you for all the fabulous retweets and a happy Christmas to everyone on the Business Bunker Show. So thank you for that. Who else have we got? Welling United football team. Welling Ooh. United fan app. They say VanillaWeb. Just to let you know, could you give us a shout out? Our app is now live on iOS and on Android. So if you want to follow Welling United Football Club, they have an app.
You seem to be encouraging quite a lot of footballers. I saw you were doing the other week when I was, I can't remember, I was frolicking off somewhere. Oh, I was going to meet Michelle Roux, darling, wasn't I? Mm. You were talking about walking football, which I thought was right up your street at your age. It's probably, as long as you take it easy, walking football would be quite good for you, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do need to keep moving at your age. You can't just give up.
Is that right?
Can you?
Is that right?
Well, you can't give up, is what I'm saying.
I can't give up what?
You can't give up trying to move. You know, so walking football is about what you could manage as long as you take it easy.
Is that
I'm
right?
Saying. Yeah. That was Lee, wasn't it, from the, what they called the Tankerton?
Ancorians Football Club. Ancorians Football Club in Medway are launching a walking football team, and I did make reference to the fact that I might join it because I have been looking for one to join.
Yeah,
that was
you definitely
nearer
should.
To me. Cool. Sorry, I'm fiddling with this because our Wi-Fi's packed up again.
Okay. Well, you need Billy Dean.
No.
He'll wire it all up for you.
No, it just needs resetting. Can you read an email?
I can. I haven't got any, though.
Well, what did you do with them?
I never saw any. I was too busy eating mince pies. Have you got some for me?
I gave them to you. Have you left them out there?
You got any there?
No.
Really? Pass me some. I can read some tweets, though, because Venom Tech...
Well, I'll tell you what. You read some tweets. Tweets.
And then
you can read that. And I'll go and get the emails I gave you 20 minutes ago.
So Telcare are saying to everyone in here, Channel Radio Limited, now you're talking mince pies, any brandy butter, to which I've answered fresh cream from the local butchers in Tankton. So hello to you. Telcare are telecommunications experts in Kent. We've also had a tweet from Mandy Burring. Hello. She says, looking forward to listening to the Jules and Paul show. She is a small business and personal development coach, and she's also based in Kent. AK Pet Services, the lovely Adrian Kearney, says, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, listening live today. Good to hear you again, Jules. Because I was having luncheon with Michelle Rue, Adrian. I don't know whether I mentioned it. And then Telcare are saying they had their Christmas party at Chilston Park on Saturday. It was brilliant, including the Brussels sprout game. Don't know what that is.
What, the Brussels sprout game?
Yeah, we
What's
need to
that
find...
Mean?
I don't know. It sounds something probably quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
Probably lots of wind instruments involved or something. Now, so let's have a look. We've got TWSC, and their name's English Wine Producer of the Year. So the International Wine and Spirit Competition, which is IWSC, have awarded Gusbourne Estate. They were a guest on my show on Saturday, funny enough. I was drinking their English Sparkling. As the best English wine producers of the year. Well done, Gusbourne. It was sponsored by Vintners Hall, and the title celebrates the most passionate and committed wine producers in English wine. Now, this announcement follows the continued rise of English wines, showcased by successes earlier this year in IWSC's Northern Hemisphere results. This saw English wines awarded a record-breaking 80 medals. Amongst these great triumphs, Gusbourne Estate was the only English winery to be awarded the IWSC's highest accolade this year, winning 2 IWSC's gold medals and 1 gold outstanding. So well done, Gusbourne. Another great Kentish English wine. I don't know if you heard in the news, Bunker listeners, that Tattinger have just invested in land just outside Canterbury. For Martin, our lovely guest, Martin is White over there, is agreeing with me. So we're going to be having more English sparkling champagne style in Kent because we have the perfect climate.
Absolutely.
So well done to Kent again.
Absolutely. That's a nice one. I want to introduce our first guest on the show today.
I do.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show the delightful Jane Ollis, Managing Director of Rift Accounting. Jane, welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. We haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much for a warm and festive welcome here in the Business Bunker. It is absolutely lovely.
Yeah, no, lovely to see you. We've had an interesting year. We've done lots of interesting things. And I know you want to talk about a few things that are up and coming, but I just want to talk very briefly as well about a couple of the things that you've been up to over the year, because back in the spring we had Forging the Future, which was a lovely lunch that we collaborated on and found out lots of things about where the businesses of Kent were going. And then we staged an unconference, and that was exciting and nerve-wracking and ultimately successful, which was good. And you've recently put the videos up on your YouTube channel for that as well.
Absolutely. They've just gone on yesterday. So do go to the Rift Accounting YouTube channel to get a sense of why we wanted to host something different and what people said about it. And their top tips, things that people, you know, great entrepreneurs who stood up and said, yeah, I can talk about this topic and what they said. So more of that next year, I think, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely.
And next year is not long away.
No, it's not. It's not. But it was both of those events that we collaborated on were very, very seminal. They were different, new, and both in their own way successful, were they not? And a great fun as well. And as you say, at the Unconference, there was a smashing. I mean, Alex Hall just blew everybody away with his installations and eco-architecture. Mm. But there were loads of interesting talks, you know, from Amy McManus and the guys from Who's Off and, you know, all kinds of people, all kinds of things.
Chris Searle, the musician from Inspire You Music, was, for me, perhaps the most, because he spoke right to your heart as a musician.
Yeah,
but he talked about the passion for being in business and why he's in business and how that is the most fundamental thing to have clear in your mind.
Absolutely.
And he sang. He sang beautiful songs, and then he was terrified about speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's weird,
and
isn't it?
And I thought, well, no, speaking's fine, but ask me to sing, you know, that would be...
It's weird, isn't it? And it's
so
weird.
Check out Chris Searle at Inspire You Music.
Yeah, that's
the
Chris
pier,
with a K.
On the pier.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter everywhere.
Yeah.
You'll find him, Chris Searle.
Yeah,
he's doing great things in Herne Bay.
Funnily enough, way back in the day, we actually played a couple of his numbers in the very early days of New Potatoes.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. So, Jane Ollis of Rift Accounting, curmudgeon time.
Well, I thought I'd better come in with a bit of bar humbug, you
know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't want too much festivitousness here.
Yeah, she's annoying after a while, isn't she? You want to lower the tone a bit because you just get fed up with her bouncing off the wall, so I know the feeling.
Too chirpy, am I?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. She gets too excited. It's like having a whole gang of 7-year-olds in one person in a room, isn't it? And she runs around eating 3 mince pies at once. And then she scoffed a whole mince pie and then realised she hadn't put the cream on it. So she had to have another one with the cream on it.
I think Martin is my witness, lovely Martin White over there, who cannot be tagged in a Twitter photo. I'm going to sort that out after the show because I tried to tag you, darling.
No, he can't on his personal account.
But
he can't.
I'm going to sort that out because I want to tag him.
But have you seen what they keep doing to me?
But he's my witness, Paul Andrews, that who did eat all the mince pies and, you know, and forgot about the cream was you.
Yeah. But anyway, ignoring that, for those of you that have suffered for this, I do apologise, but it isn't me. If you've been tagged in one of my tweets and it is not remotely relevant to you, it's because Twitter keep randomly tagging people.
Really?
I do a tweet, I check, there's nothing tagged, and when it's tweets, they've randomly tagged 10 people. It's driving me nuts, and I've complained about it about 10 times, and they just ignore me.
Tweet them.
I've been tweeting it. Have you not seen my tweets? They've been getting more and more rude as I've been going on.
I've been quite busy with Michelle Roux, really.
I want to talk to Jane, not you, and I couldn't care less about Michelle Roux. Right, we were talking to Jane, who's got 10 minutes left. Thank you, Jules.
Come along, Jane.
Yeah. So, there's... some new things happening as well in the world of accountancy and tax. We're going digital, are we not?
We're going digital. So yesterday, HMRC released their roadmap for the next 5 years. And what that means for everyone is that it's the end of self-assessments.
Right.
That will phase out entirely. For businesses, what it means is that you will also have a digital tax account. So everybody will have a digital tax account. And the reason for this is that HMRC makes it easier for you. So all the information they hold about you, whether it's about your tax credits, your national insurance, your pension, your PAYE, is something that HMRC already hold, but up till now it's been in different places. So this is all about modernising the tax system and putting it all into one, as they call it, digital wrapper.
Right, okay.
So next year you will see everyone will get their digital tax account, and they're then going to work out how that talks to third parties where it needs to collect information.
Right.
And then over time you'll not need to complete your self-assessment by the end of January because you'll be able to log on at any time, check everything there is correct, and either pay something.
It's interesting, isn't it? This is interesting stuff. Being of the techie persuasion, I kind of like this because it makes it all, you know, seamless and easy, and it all pulls it in. And it's the kind of thing we've been saying for years, which is, you've already got all the information, why do you keep asking me, type of thing. Mm. But of course, there is another side to this as well, isn't it? Which means that basically they know everything about you that they could possibly want to know, and there's basically no way you can get away with anything anymore. So,
well, they call that as reducing the scope for error.
Yeah, yeah, I bet they do.
There are also cynics from a business point of view who say this is actually about being able to pay your taxes in real time. Because if you've got everything in a digital account, what they're looking at is whether you actually have to report quarterly.
Yeah.
And you could therefore pay your corporation tax quarterly in the way you pay your VAT.
Mm.
So that's...
It's interesting, though, but off air, I was having a moan-up about my personal tax and the fact that, whatever, it doesn't matter, but at the moment, I pay my tax in advance.
I
have to pay it in advance because they think I'm going to earn some money that I might not pay tax on, so I pay it before I've earned the money, which
is
ridiculous.
That is very, very harsh. What do you think of that, Jane?
I think as a sole trader, you do pay that in advance based on what they think you'll earn, and that will go. So you won't need to... That will be one of the first things that will change. So there'll be some upsides to this.
Yeah, of course. And there'll be some downsides, like the website will crash with the amount of traffic that tries to get to it on the first day that it opens. But, you know, that's typical websites.
I'm sure it will be, but I've been lucky to have been working in one of the groups with HMRC, with their teams, and have been impressed, you know. This is a massive modernisation agenda, and I know there'll be problems along the way, but they're a good bunch, actually.
Yeah, surprised. No, absolutely. You know, if you can get to talk to HMRC, they can be quite useful. But a lot of the problem has been getting in touch with them and all the rest of it. So you're absolutely right. And there's probably, from my point of view, probably more pros than cons.
Yeah.
There's always things that you have to keep an eye on with government and what they get up to. But on the whole, they had all the data anyway, so it's not as if it's anything particularly new. No. They've just pulled it all together in one place. But it does make life interesting.
It makes life interesting. If you want to read more, I put a blog about it on our Rift Accounting website yesterday with the link to the slide deck that HMRC released yesterday.
Fabulous.
So go have a look.
Fantastic. We will indeed, and we'll link that from the Kent Business Radio website as well.
Jane, what have been the highlights of your year this year, would you say, as a business?
Coming on the Business Bunker.
Absolutely.
Eating mince pies. No, sorry.
Has to be about when a customer says, that's fantastic.
So, and then they're recommending you to other businesses as well?
Or when they've come and said, I'm really pissed off because you've not done something, and we've gone, oh, you're right. We, you know, I'm really sorry, and we've fixed it.
Yeah.
And then they've been delighted. But we're a service industry. If we don't delight customers, they'll complain to 10 people.
Mm. Absolutely.
Small world in Kent.
Yeah, it is. But I do agree totally with what Jane said there. It's not about not making mistakes. We all make mistakes. Things go wrong. Mm. They just do.
As the Daleks say, climbing off the dustbin.
Exactly. And we'll gloss over that. But the point is, it's not stopping mistakes happening. It's how you deal with them when they have happened. And there are too many organisations that deal badly with that. Mm. And they normally tend to be the big corporations that are the worst, you know, absolving themselves of any blame whatsoever and pointing it all over the other. Whereas for most of us, most people would be fine if you just went, you know what, we made a mess of that. Really sorry. We'll try and put it right. That's good enough. That's all that people want to hear, but it's, you know, too many organisations still try to pass the buck and make it your fault or whatever. So that's good to hear, and you've won some awards for that as well, haven't you? Customer Service Awards.
Customer Service Award, and last month we received the highly commended in the British Accountancy Awards for startup in their startup category.
Fantastic.
And so who were you up against?
A whole bunch of accountants across the country who not quite have the same USP as us, but are all looking at how they work with their clients online so you can better manage their requirements.
Mm.
So
well done.
That was a room of 700 accountants all in one place. Was
Blimey.
I'm not an accountant.
Was it an evening do or a day do?
An evening do.
So was it a sea of navy?
You're being stereotypical now, aren't you? She's being stereotypical now.
It was fun.
No, they were all asleep. How would she know? It was way past their bedtime. It was nearly 8 o'clock. So what else? What else have we got happening? What else has been happening? Where are we?
I think the other thing that's important to have in your mind if you're a director of a company is the changes to dividend taxes.
Absolutely.
Next year. This is my real bar humbug moment, actually, because if you take dividends out as your way of being paid, the chances are you're going to pay more tax from April of next year. So if you haven't got a handle on that, talk to your accountant and ask them for their advice and guidance on how to best minimise the impact, because my view is that George Osborne, whilst he reduced corporation tax, he didn't at the same time say, and by the way, guys, I'm changing the way I tax you on dividends, and you're going to be paying more overall.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite arcane what they've done, though, isn't it? And it makes it even more complicated, which is what they tend to like to do with the tax system, is to make it as complicated as possible so nobody's too sure what on earth's going on and how much you're actually paying.
It is quite complicated, but as a really rough nutshell, if you take £50,000 comes out just as a dividend payment. At the moment, you'll be paying 2,800. From April, you'll be paying 4,300. So that's £1,500 more in tax. The incentive is to try and say, well, how about you take more out as a salary? So then you're paying national insurance, you're paying your pension contribution, which of course also comes in next year. And that's part of the driver for it, to encourage you to take more out as a PAYE. So those are, that's a really bah humbug, Scroogey moment from me.
I think he's made a mistake with that as well, to be honest. I think he's shot himself in the foot, not for the first time, with things like that. What tends to happen is people find ways around that, and they don't end up paying more tax. They end up just doing something completely different, which is silly. But there you go. No, I agree. Cool. Good. So that was all miserable.
That was all miserable.
Yeah, tax. Tax is always miserable. Yeah. There's nothing nice about tax. But
I could finish with a high.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yes, we like something.
Finish
perky
with a high. What we're Rift Accounting will keep doing next year is wanting to work with great entrepreneurs, like your good self. We have two of our clients listed in the top 100 entrepreneurs in the UK.
Wow.
So that's the space.
Can
we
mention
love to play
them or not?
Yes, one is Ben Towers, and the other is a new client of ours called Shah Wasmond.
Oh, yes.
I know she's a fabulous
lady. She lives in Whitstable and London, I believe.
She does indeed.
So that's what we love to do. We just want to help the entrepreneurs grow their business, be successful, use their numbers wisely, and help them.
Absolutely. And we're going to probably plan another unconference, I would have thought.
I would love to do another unconference.
And probably another Forge in the future as well.
That would be fab.
Because both of those things were fun, and we might even invent something else as well.
We might do.
Yeah.
Working with Business Bunker, Paul Andrews, Jules, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I feel looked after and loved by you both too.
We've had loads of fun, haven't we? We've done loads of different things, and you know, we've really pulled together a lot of the business community in Kent, which is what the show's all about. And you guys at Rift have played a huge part in that over the last year in terms of making that happen.
Well, and out and being different, Rift do stand out as a different type of accountancy.
Absolutely. And it isn't just on the business side of it. Martin and I were having a conversation about this earlier. Those businesses in Kent that really make a difference, such as Supply My Business and Rift Accounting, are businesses that participate in the community, not in just selling your stuff. You know, you see loads of people out there that go, buy this. But these kind of organisations, Rift, Supply My Business, aren't interested. Well, they are interested, obviously, in selling you things, but they don't talk about that all the time. They do things for the business community for the sake of doing it for the business community, because we all know in the long term it all benefits all of us.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing. That's what I really enjoy about working with these guys, is because we can talk about anything. We don't have to talk about accountancy, and quite often we don't, do we?
No.
We talk about all kinds of stuff.
And we can have our own conferences.
And yeah, all kinds of stuff. So it's really good fun.
Did we read out the website? I don't know whether we did.
We haven't done that yet. No, we haven't done that
yet.
Get in front of yourself.
No, but we will do.
She's started to pay attention now. Yeah.
She's focused now.
Yeah, she's now calmed down and focused. The 20 minutes pre-briefing before, which she completely ignored, left all the emails out there, took no notice of what we were doing.
Well, I was getting my hamper for Michelle Roux.
And now she's calmed down and she's opened her presents and she's at her pies. She's now on the ball now, isn't she?
Well, you know that Peter Cook is egging me on.
Is he?
He likes me chirpy, he said.
Does he? Yeah, I bet he does.
He's telling me to get chirpy.
Is
stay
he?
Chirpy.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Thank you, Cookie. So I was going to ask. So Christmas party, Rift Christmas party, having it?
Next Friday.
Blimey. Okay.
Yeah. And what are you doing?
We are being looked after by the lovely people at the Ashford International Hotel for the
fabulous
evening.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
And everyone who works for Rift will enjoy a wonderful evening, and they will also be offered a taxi home paid for by the business to ensure that they get home safely.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Good.
What a brilliant idea.
Not relying driving on southeastern trains like
or,
I had to.
Yes. So that's it's always a special evening in the Rift calendar.
Fantastic. Jane, thank you so much. I know you've got to get away because you've got some important stuff to do. Thank you so much for taking the time to come over here and join us on this pre-Christmas, pre-show. We do appreciate that. As Jules mentioned, give us a shout for the RIF website. And just before you do, I just want to tell people there's tons and tons and tons of blogs on their website. There's all kinds of things that are worth looking
really,
at.
Really, really interesting
Really
blogs.
Interesting and useful stuff. Do have a look at it. But, Jane, give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handles and all that
Thank
nonsense.
Thank you. We are www.riftaccounting.com. You can tweet us at Rift Accounting and check out our blogs. We've got some lovely guest blogs too recently from Dakota Blue talking about living wage coming in and from Rebecca Robertson at Financial Planning for
I
Women.
I love Rebecca.
Talking about auto-enrolment. So there's lots of great content there.
Fantastic. Jane, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to
all
you
your folks
too.
At Rift Accounting and the Rift Group in general. And we're looking forward to doing more fun things with you in 2016. For the moment, Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See, now she can have a little mince pie. She can have a little bit more coffee, a little nip before she goes off. Some Kent dark chocolate. She can, you know.
I'll be sorted for the whole day.
Be on the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good when it comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd have paid attention up front, it could have come together even better.
It's so hard to take him seriously in that hat. Do you find
that's why she made me wear the hat? Yeah, as opposed to you with
Miss Reindeer,
daily boppers. Yeah, exactly. Hey, do you know what we're going to do now?
Yes. Answer the phone, perhaps.
No, that's Peter, and he's too soon. I'm going to play Peter's record. Peter
okay.
Cook has written a record which is a tribute to Robert Peston. Right, have a listen to this. It's brilliant.
He is always brilliant.
The history of British obsession. Robert Peston, he's not from Preston. He did not star in no spaghetti western. BBC lost its intellectual property, while John Otway says, "Core baby, that's ITV." Peston scored Bowie while Ziggy played guitar, masterminding glam with his screw-down heart. Peston's show called Clinton, How to Get the Funk, jamming good with sentence on the economics of punk. Keep your vest on, Robert Peston. Give us another business lesson. Speaking like a linguistic jam session. Rocking in the television. The YTV enlarges its integrity, while the BBC loses its license fee. He says it's our fiduciary responsibility to shop wisely within our economy. Paul Weller's shop waves, takes care of his hair, but on the 10 o'clock news, Peston just don't care. He could have been Doctor Who, you see, by pressing RTB for his destiny. Keep your vest on, Robert Peston, give us another business question. From BBC to ITV, I want a lower license.
Imaginative new approach to television.
Rift Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. RiftAccounting.com.
Jobs in Kent.com. Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of December. And that was Pestonomics by the lovely Peter Cook. Hello, Peter.
Afternoon.
That was brilliant, mate. I really enjoyed that.
So clever.
Yeah. So,
I don't know what you told them about it, because I was listening 10 minutes behind. Did you explain anything about it?
No, I haven't. I didn't say much about it at all. I just kind of set it up and said that you'd written this song and we wanted to play it and it was really brilliant. And then what I want to do is talk to you about how it came about, what you want to do with it and all the rest of it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've gotten to know Robert Peston briefly.
Name dropper.
I detest people who drop names like Jules Serkin and...
Yeah. You were saying to David Bowie only the other day, weren't you?
I was talking to him and Jules I took Robert Peston to a Parliament Funkadelic concert in the year.
Right.
Which was an unlikely thing to do.
Mm.
And then I found out a little bit about his passion for music. And when he left, his PA said, you know, could you organise something? So I organised this song, which has got the worst rhymes known to man or woman in it, I think, including rhymes with camel's hair and supermare and other things which you probably heard.
Yeah.
So that was the sort of origin of the song.
Right. Okay.
And more importantly, Robert did actually lose his wife to cancer a couple of years ago, so the song is available to download, and we hope people either download it and pay for it, but most people download it for nothing.
Right, yeah.
They're welcome to do either. But it is for cancer research, and we hope to raise a bit of cash around Christmas for that. So that's the sort of essentials on that.
Hmm. So, how did you get involved with him in the first place?
I know. Via another economist. I don't know what the collective noun for it is. A glut of economists.
Yeah.
I have a rock band with Dr. Andrew Sentence who introduced me to Robert, and so we went along to this. This funk concert, and Andrew doesn't really like or understand 20-minute jams. He's more of a prog rock man, but Robert Peston he likes all genres of music. He brought his son along as well, who got all the records on vinyl. I mean, they're absolutely mad about music, which is, and you wouldn't know that from seeing him on the BBC, because all anyone ever talks about is his hair and other matters.
Yeah.
He has a lot of fans on Twitter, mostly women.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. We need to get him on the Bob Soley vinyl show on Channel Radio here on a Saturday afternoon at some point, I think.
If he's got a spare slot from ITV when he moves in the new year, I'm sure he'd love to do it.
Yeah.
He nearly won on Mastermind with David Bowie, which is why there's all those references
right to
David Bowie in the middle of the song.
Cool. I have to say, Pete, I really did enjoy the song. Shades of Blur there, I thought.
Probably think so. It was a bit sort of, it had a sort of punk feel to it. Yeah, so probably a bit of Blur in there and their forefathers' Wire.
Yeah.
And someone else said they thought they heard Brimful of Asher. Did you hear that, Jules?
Oh, yes, Bosom, I heard. Bosom for a Hero.
No, I think you were reading into that too much. There's no, that isn't in the words.
Everyone wants a bosom for a pillow or something.
Yeah.
I definitely heard that, yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
This is one of two projects that I've got running at the moment. I've got another fantastic one with a chap called Mark Christopher Lee, who got so fed up with people downloading stuff for nothing off of Spotify, you get absolutely zip for it, that Spotify say a song is 30 seconds to qualify. So he thought, well, let's produce an album of 100 30-second songs.
Right.
So we did this other punky sort of album, and that's also sort of going out there at the moment. He's got a website, 100x30.com, and it's 130 second songs. So perhaps in the new year, if you fancy a listen to 30 seconds, you don't get so bored.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's one of the things. But yes, yeah, so I've been productive recently in musical terms, but Mark is a very interesting character, and he's got people like Mungo Jerry and Owen Paul, the one and only.
Wow.
Produced these songs that are all 30 seconds long, and some of them have got, you know, a verse, a chorus and a guitar solo within 30 seconds.
Wow. I've got to listen to this now. Yeah,
yeah, well, I'll send it to you.
Cheers. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. Interesting stuff. I mean, just in general, I'm not sure where we go with all this download stuff. It's got
Printer's got upset about it recently, hasn't he?
Yeah. It's really hard, isn't it, to you don't want to stop people's music getting circulated and heard, but by the same token, it's only fair that artists and copyright holders get rewarded for the work and the creativity they put into things. It's a really tough call, isn't it?
Well, otherwise, they're probably earning more money on the streets, sort of busking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there has been a turnaround in the music industry over the last couple of decades, haven't there? Many years ago, most bands went on tour to promote their albums, and now most bands give their albums away to promote their tours.
Well, that argument isn't really valid for the small person starting out.
No, exactly.
Just here you had Rift Accounting on.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm Riff Accounting, really.
Very good, yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of that, you know, it's all very well for Taylor Swift to say you can make money on tour with T-shirts and underwear.
Yeah.
But most bands that are starting out can't sell their underwear or T-shirts to anyone.
No, and they don't have the wherewithal to gig. No, absolutely.
Most bands can't afford underwear and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, no, I never did when I was their age.
Have you seen the price of Calvin Klein's in TK Maxx?
They're people underwear. No, I don't go in TK Maxx. we actually know, Jules, I said, Sydney ranting on about Southeastern here.
Yeah, yeah.
We only have the pound shop in Gillingham.
The pound shop.
I forgot. I'm glad you mentioned that, Peter, because you are one of the few persons I know that has their own plaqued bike rack at a station.
Bike rack.
Yeah. Go on, tell us about your bike rack.
Well, before we do that, I mean, just you cannot get underwear in Gillingham for love nor money.
Really?
Unless it's got Tommy Hilfiger on it. Coming on to bike racks, I mean bike racks.
Yeah.
So Jules was ranting on about how Southeastern now have no trains mostly in the evening, but sometimes all weekend.
Well, it was 3.5 hours for me trying to get home.
I know. Let
Peter tell you about his bike rack.
I have written to them time and time again and said that although I'm an old person, when they had two lines to London, that they kept one open at the weekend. Now they have three lines. They're all closed. That is not what I call progress.
No.
You can call me a grumpy old man or someone who's interested in improvement, but I don't think that's an improvement. And I got my bike cut off the railings at Chittenden Station by some nice chap called Day. Mm. Other people got other words for him, like Jobsworth. But he cut them off because he said that my bicycle was untidy.
Untidy?
Yeah.
You're joking.
The people who are wearing the Tommy Hilfiger underwear sitting on the steps drinking lager, they're not untidy. I had to claim the bike back in the evening, and then I told Southeastern that they'd committed a criminal damage offence, and they've refunded all my locks now and given me a complimentary ticket to London. Unfortunately, I can't use it because it's at the weekend.
Yeah, because there's no trains.
But haven't they unveiled the Peter Cook bike rack, though?
Yes, well, the man who came and saw me, the senior guy, said they always try and charm me with coffee.
Right.
He said, let's sit down and have coffee. And we sat down, had the coffee, and he said, look, he says, I think we can put bike racks out here, because I told him there was no real reason. I was told that the bicycle could have laddered ladies' tights parked outside the station.
Are there any ladies in Gillingham?
No, well, the sort of random ladies that wander around Gillingham could easily ladder their tights, I suppose, if they could buy them. But of course they can't, because there's no Tommy Hilfiger tights in the shops. But he said, I'll put the bike racks out. And I said, well, no, you can't. That won't help me, because I'm not a commuter. So by the time I get there, it'll be too late. He said, see it as a legacy. He says, we'll have two bike racks. One called the Peter Cook bike rack, and the other one, the Dudley Moore bike rack. My friend photoshopped that up for Facebook, and there is this fictional presentation of a plaque by the UKIP and Conservative MPs where I'm receiving my just desserts for moaning about the bike rack in Gillingham.
Nice one.
Unbelievable. I can feel a song coming on, Peter. I'm sure you've written one about that.
Well, you can only write a train song if you live in the US. There are no last trains to Milton Keynes. So
well,
last train to Clarksville. You can be a hobo in America, but you're just a chav if you are.
can you write the Tommy Hilfiger train song?
Probably will.
as I was shivering at I can't remember where I was, I think I was at Soul Street or Gillingham, it's all lost a blur now on Saturday night, shivering there at 10 o'clock, I went to try and get into the waiting room, and there were two Southeastern Rail networking chaps in their little snug office, and I hammered at the door of the waiting room, which was locked, and they said, I said, well, can I go in, because I'm freezing, I only had a little cloak on, because the subways are so hot, so
and she landed her tights on a bike.
And so they said, "Oh no, we lock it." And I said, "Well, why have you locked it? You know, the platform was quite busy." They said, "It's it's procedure. We lock it at a certain time. I think it was 8:30 because of the drunks." So I quickly popped a peppermint in my mouth. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, the poor people, sober people that are working are not allowed in because of the drunks. Mm-hmm. It's just mad.
Anyway, we're going to have to bring to an end this dissertation on failures of the Southeast Rail Network. Peter, where can people download a copy of Pestonomics?
They can get it from Bandcamp, or probably the easiest thing for them to do is to Google Pestonomics Peter Cook. That will take them straight there.
Fabulous.
Bandcamp is not easy, and the other website is www.100x30. That's 100x30.com, and it's a fantastic album of 30-second songs, which is fabulous. Longer than most people have time to spend on the internet these days.
Fantastic. Peter, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Happy Christmas to all.
Yeah, a Merry Christmas to you, and a successful and profitable and happy training new year. We will talk to you again soon, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, mate. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Off he goes back to his chaise longue now.
Yeah, Peter Cook.
Yeah. With his
Pestonomics. Do download that and do pay for it, because the money will be going to cancer charities. And as Peter made reference there, Robert Peston sadly lost his wife a while back to cancer. So disappointing. It was a great song, wasn't it?
Hilarious. It was amazing. I mean, I only heard a bit. I need to listen to it again, because I was showing out to Jane and giving her mince pies and things for her journey.
Cool.
But it sounded great.
We're getting inundated with Twitter and stuff like that. I'm just going to flash through some of them quickly. Mackenzie Carter, the recruitment people, have tweeted, as has Garage Golf. Vanilla Web, hi Paul, we are a personal online pro shop at garage-golf.com. Thank you for that. AM Marketing, the lovely Amy McManus has tweeted. Dakota Blue Consulting, Jackie Brooker, HR consultant, Dakota Blue Consulting, have tweeted in. Who Cares Wins, Compass Check-ins have tweeted. Keep it in Kent, date for everyone's diary. If you could shout out, please, the 4th of February at the Hive Imperial. Keep it in Kent, it's our New Year's Honours Awards. Richard Hubbard has tweeted in, check out my interview with playwright Nigel Banks on channelradio.co.uk.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, do have a listen to that. Fruitworks, a big Business Bunker shout out, please. Jules and Paul, Tar Muchley, that's Fruitworks, the community workspace over there in Canterbury. And JR Car Parts, hi Vanilla Web, can you give us a shout, please? Get your car winter ready and JR Screen Wash, De-icer, bulbs, wipers and loads more at low prices. You can follow them on the Twitter, JAYAR Car Parts, all one word, JR Car Parts. They have branches all over the southeast of England. Do check them out. And I think you've read this one already, but the lovely folks at Venom Tech.
No, I haven't. I did ask them what the Venom of the Week is, but I haven't read it.
Okay. Venom Tech said, it's Tuesday. You know what to do. Listen to the Business Bunker Show. It's a great show, and we're tuned to it, as always. Thank you to the lovely folks over there at Venom Tech, and especially to Dr. Steve. He of the scientists with luscious hair.
Luscious hair. Clap. Luscious locks.
I do like that. I really am. I do like that. Luke Besant. Besant. B-E-S-A-N-T-T-U-D. Is his Twitter handle, and he says, loving listening to the show. Thank you for that.
Twitter's very busy. I'm astounded.
And Post and Packing Vanilla Web, it's the last week of our Christmas offer in all our shops. Please can we have a shout out? And it says, post your Christmas cards second class for only 49p. Save 5p per card sent. And you can do that via Post and Packing that have shops all over Kent. So do check them out. You can read an email now, Jules.
There is a business networking breakfast, which is including a full English. It's 8 o'clock to 9.30. For chamber members, it's £15 plus VAT. And for non-members, it's £20 plus VAT. An opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products, services, and explain how these can help others. The next one is Thursday, the 14th of January. So this is a diary date for 2016. It's at the Sun Pier House in Chatham. And also there is a lunch networking with business. And that is on Thursday, the 14th of January at the Kent Cookery School in Ashford with lovely Dan. I've had many a cake of his and a pie. It's 12 to 2 o'clock and it's £20 plus VAT. Come and join us at the Kent Cookery School and enjoy a tapas-style lunch. During this lunch, you will have the opportunity to see some cooking demos from the staff followed whilst networking with other guests. So there we are. That is the 14th of January 2016. So put those in your diary, your business diary. And we also have something here. Is your business doing well? Why not shout about it and try a well-deserved award? Share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invicta Chambers 2016 Awards. So you can go to the kentinvictachamber.co.business advice website and find out more. And of course, the link will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And from entering these awards, you will get, of course, some powerful PR and marketing. You'll get recognition through the county. You'll boost staff morale and further recruitment. And you'll get an engraved glass trophy. And the winners of the Chamber Awards 2016 will be announced at a gala dinner, which will be held at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, which was a smashing venue. And it's on Thursday, the 17th of March 2016. So well done. So find details of that and get your business up there for an award.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've got dozens and dozens of tweets still coming in. I am going to read them. We're probably going to cover them in the second half of the show. Do keep the tweets coming in. We will try to get round to reading all of them if we can. But we have got a very busy day today. I want to tell you about this. The Kent Women in Business, who will you nominate? Nominations are now open for the fourth Kent Women in Business Awards. And a date for your diary, which is the 11th of March 2016, where there will be a black tie party and a celebration to present those awards. There's lots and lots of different categories. So if you'd like to nominate someone for some of those categories or all of those categories or a few of those categories, do please go to the following website. KWIB Awards, and that's all one word, kwibawards.co.uk/nominate. And you can nominate a business founded by, run by or managed by a female entrepreneur or businesswoman. Please do nominate some of the fantastic business women we have in this county for a Quib Award, Kent Women in Business Awards 2016. It's open and up and running. I also want to tell you about this, and there is a chance that I might be involved in this at some point because I got an email from someone today asking me if I would be, but I need to talk to them.
Does it involve a tutu?
Quite possibly. A blue one, though. Give young people the future they deserve. Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce are holding a series of Your Future events, which are part of a government-funded national project to deliver a series of 250 events attracting 70,000 young people across England. These events are for young people aged 14 to 24 to inspire, enthuse and motivate them to think about prospective careers, the employment options available to them and to make the most of their remaining time in education. Get involved with Speed Networking to help get the perfect pitch. As a successful business in Kent, we would really like your help with the future skills of our young people. Have a go activities provided by a variety of organisations in different industries to give the young people a taster of what is involved in the workplace. Colleges and universities helping students understand their next step options in education. And here's a list of the following dates and places where these events are taking place. And they're all taking place between 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. OK, it's on Thursday, the 21st of January at Mid Kent College, Maidstone. Tuesday the 26th of January at the Towers School, Ashford. Thursday the 25th of February at the John Wallace Academy in Ashford. Tuesday the 1st of March at the Raynham Girls School in Raynham. Thursday the 17th of March at Kent Choices for You. That's the national, the Kent-based regional event at the National Showground, at the County Showground at Detling. And on Tuesday the 22nd of March, the Castle Community College in Deal. If you'd like to participate in that as a business, and we hope you do, you can find out more and book one or many places by going to the following email, angela@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, or you can just go to the kentinvictorchamber.co.uk website and find out more about giving young people the future they deserve. So basically, the Chamber of Commerce are looking for businesses to get involved, to go along on an occasional basis into schools and colleges and tell young people about the world of work. And it's really important that you do that. So do it. That's what I recommend. Jules?
Good recommendation then. Manson Airport.
That's your phone?
Don't know what it's doing. Shouldn't be doing that on its own. It's on silent as well. That frightened me. Manson Airport, Stonehill Park owners. This is exciting. I haven't read this yet. They say plans are vital for Thanet social and economic need ahead of latest public consultation. So let's hear this news. The company trying to build 2,500 homes and a business park on the former Manston Airport say their plans will attract 5,600 new people, giving the area a much-needed economic boost. The three proposals for the site under its new name, Stonehill Park, were unveiled at a press conference in Discovery Park, Sandwich, earlier today. I'm not sure when today was, but it will be fairly recently. And bosses said they aim to submit a planning application for the £1 billion scheme in April following a public consultation, which starts next month, so that will probably be January. They said their plans will create 16,000 direct and indirect jobs, initially through the establishment of a manufacturing base, which will generate salaries of £200 million a year. They said this would result in £48 million cash injection for the local economy down there near Manston and Thanet, based on the projected disposable income of the new residents. Thanet Council decided against pursuing a compulsory purchase order of the site last month, despite a long-running campaign to reopen the airport, which closed in May last year. So what do we think, Paul Andrews and Martin, about the Manson? I feel very sad. When I sit in a queue for 4 hours trying to get to Heathrow, I personally thought the way forward was small hubs around the country.
Martin and I had a long discussion about this off air.
Oh, where was I?
You were late. You know you were late.
I had to go and get a hamper.
We were here for hours waiting for you, which is why you were late, didn't know the format of the show and left your emails outside. But we'll gloss over that. Martin and I had a long conversation about this, and we just do not understand the politicians and where they're coming from by wanting to shove everything in the London area.
I know.
It's just
crazy. But
with
the traffic, the roads cannot cope with getting to Heathrow.
That's exactly what I said. You know, they'd have to build another 7 lanes on the M25 and it still won't flow.
It's just ridiculous when you have to allow 4 hours to get to Heathrow. You know, the whole point of flying for business or for pleasure is that you want to get from A to B as quickly as possible, which is what I loved about Manston. Now I nip through to Southend if I can, which is really lovely. It's a tiny little airport.
I mean, Martin, you know, getting planning permission for a new airport these days is no easy matter.
Absolutely.
And so they had it.
Why on earth would you want to close one?
The craziness of this, you're absolutely right. If you try and do anything like this anywhere else, even Heathrow, there's massive protests of NIMBYism or whatever you want to call it, people that don't want it there. The only place in the world that has an airport where the local population wants it, and they go, no, you can't have that.
Yeah.
it's ridiculous.
And all they had to do was put some infrastructure and some transport.
And not a lot, to be honest, not a lot. Certainly nothing like they will have to do at Heathrow or Gatwick should they expand either of those.
And with all these houses they're building, all these people are going to want to fly places, but they're also going to want to take the train and the bus somewhere, which means, you know, they're going to need transport, which they could have done anyway.
Daft.
It's very frustrating.
Daft. I don't know.
It makes you want to eat a Whisper or, you know, a bit of chocolate, doesn't it?
It would, but I've eaten them all.
Yeah, I noticed.
Bridge Media in Sevenoaks wins a Solutions Award. Bridge Media, based in Sevenoaks, design and make high-end packaging for the gaming, film, TV, music, gifts, food and drink industries. They took home two prizes at an industry awards, the Innovation Award and the special prize at the Solutions Award, and that was at the Café de Paris in London. Managing Director Phil Main said, "We're very proud that what we're doing has been recognised with some of the industry's top awards." So Bridge Media won two awards at the National Design Awards, the National Solutions Award at the Café de Paris in London. Well done to Bridge Media.
I love the way you say Café de Paris. You don't make it sound the least bit Parisian, does he, Martin? Café de Paris.
I'm not from Paris, that's why.
And did I tell you about me and Michelle Rouve with my luncheon? Upper Brook Street, darling. Champagne flowing, proper champagne. And I didn't just have a pudding, Martin. I had three puddings.
Well, what a surprise.
Because they had cheesecake, which is my one weakness. I had to try it. Then they had panna cotta, which is my other one weakness, which I had to have. And then there was a souffle. So, you know.
You're the only person I know, Jules, that can eat more and get thinner and thinner.
smoothie.
You're so sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that time in the show again when we have a break. And I've got a bit of music for you.
Oh, what is it? Is it Christmassy? Yes, it's Slade.